I'm Tom Abbott, and I'm joined in the studio by the board chair, Gene Ellis, the acting superintendent, Erica Klupp-Painter, and Megan Lisser. You're also, you've been on just this is your first term, correct?
Yes, I...
On the board?
Yep, I got appointed in May.
That's right. So the meeting, first of all, we want to be clear, we just announced it a couple of times here this morning that the meeting location has been changed. It's not in the assembly chambers tonight, it's in the high school library.
Yep, and there's going to be a basketball game too.
Right, and this is senior appreciation night for the girls. It's the last game of the regular season, and then the regional tournament is in March, mm-hmm. first week of March. So the agenda for tonight, you've got the standard reports from everybody mm-hmm. up front, and then you're going to have a discussion. So there was a discussion about the, do you get a report from the theater, the movie theater, Northern Nights Theater, annually, or how
yes,
does that go,
yes.
Jean?
Yep, they report to us every year, and so this is the opportunity for them to come and let us know what a great job they've been doing. And I marvel at that whole situation mm-hmm. because when Governor Knowles put that in place, he put that in place in like 2000, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the only school that continued to do it past about a year and a half, I think, is Petersburg.
And oh, really?
Yeah.
It started more than just Petersburg.
Yeah, it started. It wasn't what it was an the idea was to employ students. So they didn't all do theaters. In fact, I think we're the only theater. They did different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But most of them didn't last for any length of time at all. And Petersburg's still here?
Well, it's been a great, yeah,
years
it's,
later.
Been, it's mm-hmm. been a good success. We've all been, you know, we've all seen many movies there. So yeah. It's been a nice thing. And really welcomed by the community. I know that, too. So it's been a very good thing.
Yeah.
So we'll get a report from them. And is it a report from the students? Because I know there's also some adults that serve on that board, right?
I believe this is the students themselves
okay.
reporting.
Okay. Well, good. That's
that.
Good experience
yeah.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to talk about the kitchen. Now, this isn't the kitchen over in the high school, or is it?
Well, so the whole project had been written up, you know, it's been several years ago because it's mm-hmm. been going out to bid and on the the state list and the
right.
local list and every list.
Right.
And,
right.
So that was Jensen Yorbalot that did the original drawings for that. And as we've decided moving forward, looking at all these budget issues and the capital list comes out
right.
and every year we keep kind of getting bumped around. And meanwhile, the equipment itself is actually starting to fail. And we're starting to even get, you know, write-ups from DEC when they come and they say, you know, we know that you're getting ready to build, but,
right.
you know, your dishwasher is subpar. And you know.
So this isn't just for cooking classes. This is the actual preparing
this,
of the meals for
yes,
the students for
the
lunch program.
This is the school cafeteria. This is
yeah.
not like Louise culinary class. This
right.
is the whole project. So
yeah, this actually has nothing to do with the culinary class. I don't think they're going to be
mm-mm.
using this kitchen at all. This is the
this is the kitchen over in the elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
But also we serve food in the high school, middle school, and we don't have the water washing station we're supposed to have
mm-hmm.
there. DEC is not happy about that. And so, and I think the other thing that we're looking at as a board is we don't want to, you know, they said the refrigerators earlier this fall, mm-hmm. we voted to replace some of the refrigerators because the refrigerators quit working. And then the ovens weren't working well. And then we don't have a fan. And we decided rather than piecemealing it and
right.
doing a little bit of this and that, we wanted to make sure that whatever we bought fit into the plan
mm-hmm.
so that we didn't end up with things out in the hallway that we didn't need when we knew,
right.
you know, so we want an overall vision for what it's going to be and then we'll go forward as far as we can, which isn't real far, but...
So what's the status of the funding on the project, then?
Well, it's... The main funding is, I think it's step 10 on the capital
state
improvement,
list.
Or this
Nine or
major
ten.
Maintenance list for the state.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, the legislature did not fund anything on that list. And I looked at that list, and unfortunately, there don't appear to be any Anchorage or Matsu projects on it.
Hmm.
So that...
Yeah.
makes me think that there's a good chance they won't fund it this year either.
Right.
Yeah, we were, Sarah Holmgren and I were in Juneau this last weekend talking with the legislature, and it doesn't, I got the impression that they're not, it doesn't look promising for funding things off
much of anything.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And they froze them last year. We actually thought we'd be breaking ground potentially this year on mm-hmm. that project. I mean, it was really in the top six at that point, I think.
Right.
And it was going to happen. They were going to fund those first nine
right.
projects. And
that's when the price of oil was,
yep,
much higher.
All of that yep. was going to happen. And then they froze it. And it will likely be, I mean, I think it's likely that it will be frozen this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look for mm-hmm. those, you know. So there's, the district has done a good job of putting aside.
So you have a discussion then about how to take care of your day-to-day requirements of serving meals to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Within, yeah, to make sure it fits within the future plan, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's all tonight?
That's tonight, yep.
Okay. So what else is on your agenda for this evening, then?
There's quite a lot of things.
We've got a lot of things on here.
Elementary hallway carpet replacement, and
mm-hmm.
and we're working on another van to move students and people around.
Oh, not the little white one that you see tooling around.
That's mm-hmm. part of the food program, I believe, right?
Okay.
The little white one?
Yep, it is.
And then this would be a 14-passenger people van.
Yeah, this is a van that's actually more like a little bus, actually. It's mm-hmm. more similar to even the bus that like Head Start would use.
Right? Oh, right,
one
right.
of those
okay.
buses, you know.
Okay.
And as time has gone on, we have found more need for even transporting special needs students and additional activities, and the vans are
right.
running ragged,
yeah.
trying to keep up with it all.
Right.
So this has been researched pretty heavily. It's not brand new. It's actually is used van, and I think it's going to give us a lot of good years and be
mm-hmm.
pretty economical for us, too. So.
Well,
good.
This is outside of the contract that we have for the school transportation
mm-hmm.
contract that we have with...
Exactly, with Stikine
yeah.
Services.
Right.
Yep.
So then I also see that you've got an emergency planning report. Now, is this emergency response?
Well, this is last year, I think you know too, Tom, because you've been a part of some of those
right.
Committee meetings. So we had hired Marcus Hom as a consultant.
Oh, correct. Okay.
To work with
right.
the district and help
mm-hmm.
with kind of that preparedness piece of looking at training within the school, looking at the evacuation process, and, you know, just updating and really trying to utilize his skill set rather than school people walking around trying to figure this all out. You know, we thought
right.
that it would be wise to utilize his services, and he's been very helpful in that area. And actually tonight what he's going to give a little update on is last spring he attended an ALICE training in Valdez, which is actually training related to a different sort of process for people to think about if they're in a situation, if there were ever a situation, which, you know, will likely never happen, but
right.
you know, in a very unlikely event that there was some sort of a serious, even a violent type of altercation that was happening in the school,
right.
giving, actually teaching the adults and the kids themselves
how
different
to respond.
Processes for that. Mm-hmm. So he's going to talk a little bit about that tonight.
Good. All right.
Well, the other thing that happens with our agenda is the school board itself has a calendar
mm-hmm.
of things every, you know, we talk
sure.
about this comes up, and then some of those we kind of keep moving forward to the next meeting, and then this meeting, I think we're going to cover a lot of them. But
things like the emergency planning
and
yeah.
you know, some of these are important to have the board informed on, but you know, not
yeah.
they're on here because they're a regular thing we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance report and some of those
right,
other things.
Right, exactly. This mm-hmm. is sort of the housekeeping that you have to do on a regular basis and
right. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And then the budget timeline, everything there was already a discussion with the assembly. That's ongoing, I'm assuming, and that'll continue to go on. So what's the discussion tonight on your budget? Are you getting into that tonight?
A little bit of the discussion, I think, going forward right now is just, well, first of all, just giving a little update about where we are with some of the issues, the
mm-hmm.
House Bill 278, the one-time funding, that's a huge concern, the secure
right.
rural funds. Issue keeps coming up and is, you know, still sort of attached to the Keystone mine or
right.
you know, might happen, might not happen. And
right.
Megan could speak to some of those things, too, because they were just up in Juneau.
So that's the fly-in report tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sarah went with you, you said?
Yeah, Sarah and I went up last week on Saturday, and we were there until Tuesday, and we met with the Association of Alaska School Boards, so folks from all over the state, talked about sort of the priorities of all the boards across the state, and then we met with legislators, and we had lots of discussions, talked a lot about budget, and the main issue being, I think it's House Bill 278 last mm-hmm. year. They promised, you know, a certain amount of money for school districts across the state, and then this year Governor Walker just recently announced that he would not be funding the money that was promised, which districts across the state have been budgeting for already, mm-hmm. with the assumption we would get it. And so we were asking that they keep the promise, kind of being our primary focus this year, and that they go ahead and fund that to the districts who across the state. We all were expecting it. Yeah. It's $150,000 approximately, $148,000 for Petersburg this year. I think 90 something
next year.
Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, allocated 2 years. And so we talked a lot about that with them and what that looks like. And, you know, the overall message wasn't extremely promising. You know, some are feeling optimistic that they will fund it. And I would say it was about a 50% split, depending on who we talked to, whether mm-hmm. folks thought it was going to be funded or not. And kind of an overall message is the state's in a budget crisis, and that funding is sort of the first to go, but probably not the last. So we are thinking with an open mind about how to move forward and how to think about ways to save money, and not just Petersburg, but districts all over the state. How we save money, how we look at unfunded mandates, how we look at all the issues for Petersburg specifically, the Secure Rural Schools funds, mm-hmm. which kind of amounts to, with that, and then the one-time funding, you know, that's close to $1 million.
Right.
So
yeah, it's substantial,
and, you know, thinking about as a community, continuing that discussion with the Assembly and how we can support the school as a community, I think it'll be good for us to have many more discussions about that, not the next several months to year, because what we get from the state is not likely to improve anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, the forecast is not looking good. I mean, this isn't just a one-year issue, and I think, you know, we obviously have to, as a community, have a good many discussions
yes.
about how we're going to take care of these, you know, it's a pretty big financial challenge that we're all facing. So, you know, the state too. So,
yes, for sure. The state's in a pickle.
So you've got that issue tonight. Jean, you're making an announcement?
Yes, I am.
Tonight?
Tonight. People, I think, feel that things might be a little in uproar at the school, but actually right now I feel like things are actually going really well.
Yeah.
I am very pleased that Erica has stepped up, and I think we have a really good board right now, and so I have decided something. My most recent City of Petersburg School Board term was up in October of 2014. Following the borough election, I drew the long straw, and my current term is not up until October 2016. As of April, I will have been a member of either the Petersburg School Board or the Petersburg Hospital Board for 27 years. We currently have a strong board, and with Erica as interim superintendent, I believe this is a good time for me to retire from the board. Therefore, I ask the board that they accept my resignation at the next regular board meeting on Tuesday, March 24th. Thanks.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jean. I really appreciate all the work that you put in. I really do. I mean, I served with you on the hospital board there for a while, too, so I know all the work that you put in for the community, so I really appreciate it.
That too, and also just that there's a lot of work that does go on that people don't see, and Jean is pretty humble about a lot of that work that goes on, so I would just like to publicly acknowledge all of her efforts over the years. It's a lot of time. So, thank you.
I agree. Thanks, Jean.
Well, again, thanks, Jean, for everything you've done. And I know you'll probably still, you know, obviously you have strong interest in what's going on. You'll keep in touch. I know that. Mm-hmm. But again, thanks for all those years on the hospital board and on the school board.
Yes, so and I'll continue to pay my property taxes to go towards the school, exactly. And I would even be willing to pay a little more.
Thanks for that too, Jean.
There you go. And then the process will be you'll notify the borough, the assembly that will then put out a public notice, or you guys.
Actually, no. The way school board vacancies happen is the school board itself does it. It is not doesn't go through the borough assembly. All the other boards do, mm-hmm. but the school board does not. It's governed
it's
by statewide
state,
rules.
Because it's a state regulation.
Statewide regulation. Yeah. And so that's why I put it as March 24th. Then after that, they have 30 days to fill the vacancy. And
so if anyone's interested,
yes,
contact you or any of the other school board members or Erica or...
Submit a letter of interest, probably.
Okay. I think they submit a letter of interest actually to like Chair Ender.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I.
We would collect those. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
All the official announcements and everything will happen after tonight's meeting, I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll have a public notice out on the radio and all that about what people can do if they're interested in stepping up. So it would be a position then until next October?
Yes, it would only be until October.
Right.
Because anytime anyone resigns midterm, it's just you just fill it till the rest of the for the rest of the term, or for the rest of the year.
Right, you're filling out your term.
Well, not they won't fill out my term. They'll only
to the next regular election.
Right, just the next regular election.
Then
they can think about it again and run in the fall.
It's a way to get your feet wet, kind of. See if you like it.
Mm-hmm. We did that to Megan and Jay, and they stuck with us.
We're still here.
It was a little tricky because I started in May, though. There was only like two board meetings, and then we had a break for summer. So
right.
I don't know, but I'm pretty happy to be here.
Happy you are, too.
Well, thank you. Do you have anything else for tonight?
I don't think so. Just another reminder about it being in the high school library.
It's in the high school library tonight, not the assembly. And there's student recognition. Now, this will be for the winter season, or is it?
It's wrestling.
Fall, winter?
Yes, more of the fall activities, not basketball.
Well, we already did the fall. We already did one in December.
Right, which covered the fall and last spring, I think it was.
Yep, so this is wrestling, geography B, spelling B.
Tsunami Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did well.
National Ocean Science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So it's tonight at 7, and the student recognition is at 6:30, and it's in the high school library.
That's right.
Change of location. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yep. Thanks, Tom.
We've got Street Beat coming up next. Ross Nanook III will be your host. Have a good afternoon.